We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Stock up and stay home. The advice is a tropical storm pays us a visit.
The path looks like, instead of going up across Long Island, is going to go right on up 95.
Getting ready for flooding and power outages.
We're preparing.
I'm Sean Adams in Mamaroneck.
Virus cases hold steady in New York, rise a bit in Connecticut, and soar in New Jersey and three other states.
Now, New Jersey is starting to see its numbers creep back up. Governor Murphy says some reopening rollbacks could be coming.
Governor Cuomo expresses doubt that all New York schools will reopen in September.
You're talking about the safety of children, and we're going to be very cautious.
I'm Marla Diamond.
Two more home runs for Aaron Judge. The Yankees sweep the Red Sox. The Mets lose their fifth straight, and they also lose Yoenis Cespedes for the season. This is Brad Heller.
Oh, and Wilfred Brimley had a hidden talent. This is Monday, August 3rd. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Good to have you with us.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
I'm back from vacation, but I see my soundboard is not. Still taking a bit of a nap. Good to have you with us on this brand new day. It is Monday. It is August the 3rd, 2020. And we are waking up to a tropical storm watch for the Jersey Shore, Long Island Sound, all of us. ECEUS is expected to be a strong tropical storm when it reaches the coast of northern South Carolina and southern North Carolina tonight. Slow weakening is then forecast after the storm makes landfall at the Carolinas, moves across our region tomorrow. Craig Allen took a good hard look at the maps last hour and told us this.
It seems like that the axis of the heaviest rain will be from the city on west into New Jersey and the Hudson Valley, and the strongest winds will be to the right of the center from the city on east across Long Island and Connecticut and along the Jersey Shore.
We'll get the timing on all of this and more specifics in just a few minutes. Some areas could get 2 months' worth of rain in one day. The storm is due to head right over the Hudson Valley as well, and Sean Adams is live in Mamaroneck. Sean, good morning. What's the biggest worry up there?
Rain. And honestly, it could come from all different angles because, remember, the Hudson Valley has coastline, too. So Governor Cuomo warns the coastal areas could get flooded. The wind could snap trees and twist up the power lines. And then the heavy rain inland here in the Hudson Valley, it could swell the rivers and streams.
We're preparing. Local government should be preparing. It's Monday night. Tuesday primarily, it's supposed to be off over by Wednesday morning, but people should start to take note.
So several inches of rain, there's a potential for that here. So one example, here in Mamaroneck, if the rain falls hard and fast, and then you have a storm surge, and then you have high tide, and then the rivers can't empty out into the Long Island Sound, you could have a whole neighborhood here by the train station that in the past it's been swamped. So that's just one example. Other places, Westchester County's parkways, they're beautiful, they're scenic, they're green spaces. A lot of them run along rivers, and when you get to the low spots, those places sometimes fill up with water as well. The governor says we should all prepare, do our part, make sure you have enough supplies to get you through. Check your generator. Check out the sump pumps. Batteries, basements could fill up. You have the flashlights, the batteries, and you know what? We all have we're supposed to have that go bag just in case we have to go get out, add something to it, face masks and hand sanitizer. Remember, we can't forget about coronavirus. Live in Mamaroneck, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And it's because of the virus that so many OEMs around here are worried about the possibility of evacuations just in case. They're saying, please try to find relatives you can stay with if necessary. If you have to evacuate, even get a hotel room. But if you can avoid it, shelters are not the best idea given COVID right now. That's the weather story on the COVID map this morning. 11 states are improving. 27 are holding steady. New York is one of them. And 8 are seeing cases rise over the past week by up to 50%. That includes Connecticut. And 4 states in this Johns Hopkins count are seeing cases rise more than 50%. Hawaii, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and New Jersey. Our Steve Burns notes New Jersey's infection rate is at its highest in months. And that's setting off alarm bells in New York. The rate of transmission is higher than when New Jersey was at its peak hospitalization in mid-April.
With a transmission rate in New Jersey of 1.49, the virus is spreading faster than it's being contained. Governor Murphy has said the state is in a dangerous place and new restrictions could be on the way.
I do worry about a second wave.
Dennis Nash, an epidemiology professor at the CUNY School of Public Health, says lessons were learned last time around that should be applied now.
I don't think we're going to have a wave as bad as we saw last spring. I think we know what to do when it starts to get that bad.
As New Jersey's numbers rise, Nash is also concerned about New York City, still seeing about 300 new cases every day.
We don't really have a good handle on like where those people are acquiring their infection, what's the source of their infection.
Which Nash says is troubling. He thinks the city should be releasing more information about where transmission is taking place and how it's happening. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
Dr. Deborah Birx, by the way, the Trump administration coronavirus coordinator, says what we are seeing today is different from March and April. It's extraordinarily widespread. Stock futures indicating a mixed opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here with this morning's Big Money Story. Joe, businesses are creating new ideas for schools.
Yes, Wayne. School systems in the city and suburbs both are planning to have pods of students in smaller groups to reduce exposure to large groups. The teachers might change the classrooms, but not the students. Now, in an extension of that, several companies are consulting parents on setting up their own small home schools. For a small group of kids, it can be very expensive, but other parents are seeking less expensive ways to do it, too. Some are hiring retired teachers or tutors to teach the children, either at one family's home or at rotating locations of groups of parents. And parochial schools that are still open are starting to attract more students because of their smaller class sizes. And school enrollments are rising in some towns this fall because of new families moving in, which is both an opportunity and a new cost in some suburbs. Wayne?
Well, this is all good to know as we hear Governor Cuomo's concerns about reopening schools, and we'll hear about that from Marta Diamond next on the Roundup.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's get the center. Here's the guy we all want to hear from this morning as we see this storm swirling way down south, and we're pretty sure it's heading here, Craig Allen?
We are. We're absolutely sure it's heading here. It's just a matter of, does it go on up the Delaware water gap? Does it go up 95, or does it take a track across Long Island and into and up the Connecticut River Valley? It will make all the difference as to who gets the heaviest rain and who gets the strongest winds. But right now, it is a tropical storm warning. It has been upgraded to a warning for all areas near the coast. And the flash flood watch, though, interestingly enough, the way this sets up is for New York City and the boroughs, as well as all of New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. So we are expecting the axis of the heaviest rain to be to the left of the center across our inland suburbs from the city west and north, and the strongest winds will be along the coast for the Jersey Shore as well as Long Island and most of Connecticut. All of this begins to take place during the day on Tuesday. As for today, It's a hot, humid 85 to 90, typical summertime day with a chance of a thunderstorm. Scattered showers becoming more likely tonight, lows at a muggy 75. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms. They'll become more numerous, more frequent. Tropical storm conditions will start developing during the afternoon into the evening hours, and temperatures will be in the 70s. On Wednesday, long gone, becoming partly sunny. Still may be a thunderstorm, and the humidity still may take a while to leave, but it will be in the middle 80s and a better day on Wednesday. Right now, the storm is located 115 miles to the east-southeast of Jacksonville, Florida, and moving north 9 miles per hour. Here in the city, 79, humidity 57% with a southwest wind at 12.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A lot of people wonder if the way things are going, schools can open next month, even on a limited basis. Marla Diamond has the latest now from Governor Cuomo about that. Marla, what's he saying?
Wayne, the decision to reopen schools lies with the state, and it appears the governor is not completely satisfied with the city's reopening plans.
My point on these plans is it's about the parents being comfortable. Just because a school district says we're open does not mean students are going to go.
Cuomo is also concerned with teachers boycotting the plan.
I don't know that it would have to come down to a strike, but if the union and the teachers aren't comfortable and they're not going to show up, that's a problem.
The governor says anything over a 9% positive rate over a 7-day average would trigger a closure. Wayne?
Marla, thank you. Teachers aren't the only ones talking about not showing up. You've got some baseball players who decided not to show up. Just like that. Brad Heller, good morning.
And good morning, Wayne. Yeah, Yoenis Cespedes didn't show up to the ballpark in Atlanta yesterday, and he's now opting out for the season. The team saying that Cespedes' agent called and said COVID-19 concerns. Cespedes is done, but that's after he just didn't show up in Atlanta. The team went to his hotel room. Bags were packed. He was gone. Manager Luis Rojas says he was surprised, but
I'm not upset. Cespedes' personality, which we all know here, you know, he's a guy that's he's very quiet. You know, he's very to himself. But, you know, everyone, you know, gets along with him really well. And, you know, we respect the fact of him making this decision, even if it's just this way.
Rojas talking after the Mets lost their fifth in a row yesterday, 4-0 to the Braves. Jacob deGrom, the good news for the Mets, starts tonight, the series finale in Atlanta as they look for the sweep. We'll have the pregame at 6:30 here on WCBS. Meanwhile, the Yankees keep on rolling. They swept the Red Sox in the Bronx. Aaron Judge, a home run in 5 straight games. He hit 2 last night, including the tie-breaking shot in the 8th. The Yankees beat the Sox, the final score 9-7. The Yankees have won 6 in a row. They're 7-1, and we'll have Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight against the Phillies. The Nets are 1-1 down in the Orlando bubble. They beat the Wizards yesterday 118-110. The Rangers are down 1-0 in their Stanley Cup playoff best-of-5 series game 2 against the Hurricanes coming up at noon today. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Brad, thank you. It's the Morning News Roundup on WCBS, sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business tech advisors offer advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL. Monday morning, it's the 3rd of August. I'm Wayne Cabot. Good to be back. Good to have you with us on the Morning News Roundup. And three things to know. The nation's oldest department store chain, Lord & Taylor, which for years sold luxury, has filed for bankruptcy. It was struggling even before the pandemic struck. Lord & Taylor was founded as a dry goods store in 1826. The second thing, a spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention said that the vote to renominate the president is going to be conducted in private, without members of the media. But now an official with the Republican National Committee is contradicting that assessment, saying no final decision has been made. And a third thing, well, she gave us little advance notice about this, but Taylor Swift releasing her Folklore album. It's already the best-selling album of 2020. Folklore is solidly atop the Billboard 200 album chart, her 7th number one album. The church is coming back. John Metaxas spoke with the co-chair of the Friends of St. Nicholas, who helped raise all that money to complete the construction of that church that was destroyed on 9/11.
The reconstruction of St. Nicholas has been plagued by years of disputes and a financial crisis at the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese. Now, an agreement hammered out in January among Governor Cuomo, the Port Authority, and the Archdiocese has resulted in the funds being raised to complete construction.
Between January the 2nd, after that historic meeting, and just 3 months later, we raised the $45 million in cash and pledges required to complete the National Shrine.
Michael Pissaros is co-chair of the Friends of St. Nicholas, which oversaw the fundraising.
This is the only religious institution at Ground Zero, and most people believe it will be the most visited church in New York City, if not the United States.
The hope is for a dedication ceremony to be held on September 11th, 2021, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. John Metaxas, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Maybe you didn't know that Wilford Brimley, who died over the weekend at 85 years old, had a pretty good singing voice. Matter of fact, he released 3 albums of jazz standards and collaborated with the cowboy group Riders in the Sky for Western stories. And he played harmonica and surprised the audience during a 2011 appearance on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
If you can play, you get to win the Golden Mouth Organ, which is a great honor, and I'm not kidding you, it's a really cool mouth organ, but you got to be able to play it.
You do?
Yeah.
That's the Morning News Roundup for Monday, August 3rd. I'm Wayne Cabot. Download our daily Morning News Roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts and type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.